place off of Denner Key where the old Pan American place was. That's the only place I remember as a kid. I think when the older I got, then Miami International started coming into the picture.
Yeah, but there wasn't a landing strip there.
Not that I can remember. I think they just started building a little bit later. But heck, when I was young, nobody thought about flying. Let's be real about it. If God made me to fly, He'd given me wings. That was the attitude. My daddy today won't step on a plane.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. He won't step on a plane with the engine off. He will not go on a plane. Even before they started this, you know, heavy thing, you know, before they put the sky marshals and all these kind of people there to check your luggage as you came through, you know, you could go up to the gate, you can help somebody on a flight and things like this, you know. My daddy, I'll wait here with the rest of your things while you go putting them down. You can come back. He will not get on an airplane. And the engine's off. He won't get on it. And that's really strange.
Is it a fear of the plane, or is it just despising of the plane, or?
I think it's more so a fear. He just can't see himself sitting up there 2,000-3,000 feet up in the air without messing all over himself.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Everybody else has flown but him. You know, my grandmother said that's the only way to travel. I won't go any other way.
After driving down here, I wish that I had flown.
Yeah, I can imagine. What the heck, I'm going to school. I know, back and forth to school. I think I flew once as far as school was concerned, and that was when I was coming home for Christmas. When I was at Ohio State, I think that was the only time I flew. The rest of the time, my dog did. My Greyhound took me everywhere. Let it go that way.
Yeah.
Not necessarily because I was afraid of flying. I just didn't have the money.
Right. Well, I understand. When I was a student, I went to Cape Cod for a summer, and the last time I dogged it, it was the 1,700 miles from Cape Cod to Leesburg, Florida.
Mm.
And that was about 42 hours.
Yeah, same sort of situation. You know, coming out of Columbus all the way down, that's a good 42 hours. Last time I think I came from Columbus was when I finally finished my work up there. I did take the train home because I had so much junk I couldn't get it all on the flight. You know. And I wanted to take my time getting home anyway. I was in that great a hurry.
Yeah, sometimes it's kind of nice to do that. I usually end up wishing that there were showers about a third of the way along, stopping, cleaning up.
Well, I had a Pullman. I rented a Pullman out of Columbus, so, you know, like most of the facilities were there for me.
Well, that's good. That makes a lot of
it made it a lot easier, even though I did spend most of my time in a rental car.
How about if you were coming, if you were driving down, say, from Peoria, what approaches would you use? How would you get here?
As a kid or now?
Now. Or even, say, 10 years ago.
Okay. The turnpike has always been in, and we would use the turnpike for most of it, Sunshine State turnpike, and then coming on into Miami. As a kid, I think we would use 27, Highway 27, coming off the coast. That was the major route. I remember traveling it many times, particularly going, shall we say, like for instance, my brother was in school at A&M and was graduating from there, and that's the way we would go. But we would use 27 on up and then switch over to 441 or something like that. Sure. But that's how we would deal with it during that time.
Okay, along the highway or the turnpike or something, you know, occasionally you have stops along the way. You know, what do you call it? You know, just alongside the highway where you might be able to have something to eat. You know, and maybe they don't sell anything, just a stop. What do you call it?
It's a rest stop.